Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Lucy. How can I assist you today?
Yes. What's the company?
I'm sorry. Excuse me.
I got a charge here, and I'm just wondering who you guys are. I don't remember.
We're a third-party call center, and we service over 200 different customer service vendors. So I would have to gather some information.
What's maximum nature?
I would have to gather some information to pull up an account. Can I have your zip code?
46818.
46818. Your first and last name?
John.
Your last name?
Huh?
Your last name?
Ray, R-A-Y.
And for security purposes, can you verify your address for me?
2824 Cromer Road.
Thank you for that information. One moment while I pull up your account. Okay, looking over your account, I do see here where you made a purchase for our, I'm sorry, earbuds and watch, October the 28th. How are those products working for you?
I bought a what?
Watch and earbuds.
A watch?
A health fitness watch and the earbuds to go with them. You purchased them October the 28th. $6.97 and
$12.97. I don't think I got anything like that. A watch with a bird.
Did you order a fitness watch, a health fitness watch?
A fitness watch?
Yes.
Not that I know of. I'd never order anything like that, especially at that price when they're giving them away.
So you're stating you didn't make these charges on your account?
No, ma'am.
Okay, well, Mama, while I transfer you to the Forest Department.
Thank you.
I'm still here, sir. I'm waiting on.
All right, ma'am. This put me into an overdraft and cost me $29 for that. Hello?
Good. Yes, sir. I was gonna say, good thing you did catch those charges.
Huh?
I said, good thing you did catch those charges.
It caused me an overdraft. That's how I see it.
Oh.
It cost me $29.
Well, I'm about to go ahead and transfer you over to the Forest Department, okay? You have a great Thanksgiving.
Yes, ma'am. You too. God bless.